Adaptability. Robots learn from dynamic changes in the environment, such as rearranged shelves or newly introduced obstacles. So whenever there is an obstacle or there is another robot or any other obstruction, it will sense it, thus providing any untoward incident. They will modify the actions in real time. We talked about the cobots, etc. So they are, made to recognize the human intervention or obstacles, etc., so that they will be safe in operations. So what are the advantages of AI-driven warehouse? Faster operations, robo work around the clock, increasing the throughput. So there are nothing like working hours, etc. They can work, 24/7. Also, they don't get tired, etc. Improved accuracy, because human error is eliminated and they will be 100% accurate all the time. Proper storage, retrieval, and inventory integrity, because it is going to record the location every time it goes and stores a material, and it will debit the stock every time it retrieves a material and offers it for consolidation and packing. So inventory integrity is maintained at all times. Cost and labor efficiency. So long-term savings with reduced reliance on human labor. Efficiencies are much better, much faster. So naturally, you're going to benefit in the long run. Although the initial capital expenditure may be huge in this particular case. Scalability, systems adapt to growing or shifting inventory demands without reprogramming. Let's look at some of the challenges. High upfront investment and maintenance. So we have seen that with these automated systems, the capital expenditure, the initial expenditure is huge. It's not only the hardware that you need to invest in, but also the software which drives the system. And secondly, the maintenance of this system, because over a period of time, there will be wear and tear and you need to maintain the systems. Need for employee training and system oversight. So even when you're working with such sophisticated systems, your employees need to learn how to handle these systems. Robo may struggle with highly irregular tasks. I really can't think of any such thing because generally they are very, very versatile and they are able to manage most of the tasks. Maintenance, robo require regular upkeep and technical support. This is what we talked about, the maintenance part. The technical support may mean any upgradation in the software which basically drives the robo. Intelligent picking and placing with computer vision. So intelligent picking and placing leverages AI and computer vision to enable robo to recognize, select, and position items with precision. So as we have seen, because it's not a matter of removing the entire palette or so, you are selecting only the select number of packages or product which needs to be picked for a particular customer. So the computer vision will ensure that it will pick the right packages in the right sequence. Computer vision. So let us see what is the computer vision. A branch of AI that enables machine to interpret visual inputs like shape, size, color, or barcode. These are essential for automating tasks such as picking items from shelves and packing them into boxes. So what we saw in the first point, recognizing of size and shape, which we have seen in the earlier chapters where this attribute is used to sort or discard material which does not meet the quality criteria. In this particular case, it can read barcodes, identify the correct material. It can even sense the placement of the packages, and it can correctly retrieve the packages based on the numbers which need to be issued for picking. Key areas for use: shelf selection, box packing, fragile item handling, and barcode reading. which we have already talked about. Intelligent picking and placing with computer vision. So how computer vision works in a warehouse? Object recognition. Cameras identify items based on visual characteristics, for example, detecting color variation between similar products. Precise picking, AI-guided arms pick fragile or irregular items, accurately preventing breakage. Normally, warehouse will have materials which are already packed in the primary packaging. So it is not that the product will be placed as it is, but it will be in a carton or in a drum. Like, for example, if it's a paint shop, then it will be in the form of a plastic bucket where the material is used. And the system is capable of identifying the bucket and gripping it correctly without damaging it. So this is what we mean by precise packaging and picking. Packing optimization. System calculate optimal box configuration based on item dimensions, reducing shipping volumes and cost. So even where you have the automated packing, etc., it will look at the material to be shipped, and based on the information available in the WNS system, it will look at the most appropriate packaging which is required for the material. Quality control. Vision systems detect flaws or mismatches in real time, ensuring product consistency and integrity. So in this particular case, the barcode reading capability will also ensure that it is picking the correct item. So if there is a barcode already there on the item, it will sense whether the item it is supposed to pick and the item which it has picked up or about to pick are the same. So what are the benefits? Higher accuracy and speed in handling goods. And this point cannot be understated because the efficiency it adds is enormous. Safer handling of fragile or hazardous product. So even hazardous products, you know, which generally may be unsafe for a human being to handle, can be very safely handled by a robot. Fatigue-free consistency in repetitive tasks. As we have seen in the case of the automobile industry and even the mobile industry, where, you know, the printed circuit boards are populated with the various components. So here it's a fatigue-free consistency. So the machine does not tire, the robot doesn't tire, and that's why it performs consistently error-free. So some of the challenges. Difficulty operating in cluttered or dimly lit environments. Where you are using computer vision, the dimly lit environment can be a challenge because for computer vision, you require proper illumination. Also, if the materials are cluttered, it may be difficult for the computer vision to differentiate and identify the items clearly. High cost of advanced camera systems and AI integration. So if you want to have very advanced camera systems, etc., the cost, initial cost of capital expenditure will be pretty high. Limited recognition ability for new or unusual items without retraining. So in many cases, you are training the computer vision to recognize the products, etc. Just as you are having systems which recognize face recognition for the attendance system or for the access control systems. So here, likewise, it has to recognize the any new products, etc. So this has to be taken care of whenever any new product is being introduced. Amazon uses computer vision powered robotic systems to manage millions of products efficiently, ensuring accurate and rapid order fulfillment, naturally because of the large number of items, you know, which are being handled by them and the complexity involved. Autonomous mobile robo and automated guided vehicles. So autonomous mobile robo and automated guided vehicles are robotic systems that move goods within a warehouse. Now, automated guided vehicles are basically for, you know, the taxis or trucks, etc. And the autonomous mobile robo are basically autonomous systems which are used within the warehouse for moving stocks, you know, from one point to the other. While both automate material handling, they differ in how they navigate. So AMR use AI sensors and cameras to navigate freely, adapting to changes in the warehouse environment without fixed paths. Think of them as self-driving cars for warehouse. And coming to AGVs, they follow a predefined path, for example, magnetic strips or tracks to transport goods. They are like trains on fixed rails, reliable but less flexible. So here they require certain guidance system, which may be built into the flooring, etc. And they will only follow a certain path. So how AMR and AGVs work? Coming to the navigation, AMRs use AI, lidar, and cameras to build real-time maps and avoid obstacles dynamically. So they are using the real-time cameras and maps. They actually create the maps while they navigate the warehouse. So they know exactly where the obstructions are. So even when there is a new obstruction, they will immediately recognize the obstruction and they will stop. And they are not using a fixed route. They will be using a new route every time, rerouting around a spilled box without halting operations. So if it sees any obstructions, as in this case, they have given the example of a spilled box, it will go around without halting the operations. Whereas AGV, on the other hand, follows a fixed path via embedded wires or floor tape, suitable for predictable repetitive workflows in a static environment. So here there are some limitations when it comes to AGVs. Operational tasks: both systems transport goods like pallets or totes across docks and packing zones. AMRs are capable of higher order tasks such as real-time inventory scanning while in transit. So AMRs, because they are more autonomous and less dependent on guides, so that's the reason they can maneuver much more easily, and they can also perform other tasks like scanning inventory, etc., while they are moving around the warehouse. Human-robot collaboration. So these machines reduce manual strain by delivering heavy items to workstations. Workers handle final tasks like packing. So we have seen this in one of the earlier chapters also, where we said that the robo does the heavy lifting and the operator only may select the item to be lifted or guide the robo for lifting the item. So there is no strain to the human operator. So this is where the human-robo collaboration comes in. System integration: AMRs and AGVs connect with warehouse management system to receive job instructions and update inventory status in real time. So we have seen that whenever these robo are placing any material, they will record the location where the material is stored. And when they retrieve the material, they will debit inventory, since they are being picked for issue or for order fulfillment purpose. So they ensure integrity of the inventory at all times. Industry example: Walmart employs AMRs in distribution centers to optimize stock movement, improve inventory accuracy, and sync with WMS infrastructure. So self-explanatory. So effective inventory management is crucial to meeting demand without overstocking or stockouts. We have seen this in previous chapters, the importance of demand forecasting and inventory management. So demand forecast is going to drive inventory management, and inventory management is going to drive your cost effectiveness and your working capital deployment. Traditional systems rely on static rules and historical averages, often missing the mark. And this is where the AI-driven demand forecasting comes into play. Artificial intelligence transforms inventory control through intelligent forecasting, real-time visibility, and automated decision-making tools. Fairly easy to understand. AI-driven forecasting analyzes multidimensional data. So as we saw, it looks at the sales trend, it looks at the seasonal spikes, the historical data, any promotions which are underway, any global development, competition information, sentimental data. So all these are being considered while actually arriving at the forecast. Machine learning models learn and adapt continuously, improving accuracy with every data cycle. So it is constantly learning from the past exercise, from the past predictions, and making corrections, you know, to bridge the gap between the actual and the predicted numbers. Type of AI models for demand forecasting. So some of the models which are used are regression, where you predict numerical demand levels based on two parameters. Like, for example, you say if the temperature, ambient temperature falls to, let's say, 10 degrees, there will be a spike in the winter clothing. And this could be a correlation. Likewise, if the rains, are heavier than certain inches per day or per month, then there is going to be a upswing in terms of the raincoats and the rainwear. So these kind of regression will tie up certain parameters with the market response to those. Time series analyze periodic patterns. So time series is where it could be seasonality. You have, a certain wedding seasons or certain festivals, you know, when there is a certain demand of certain kind of goods. So these can be used to arrive at a forecast. Deep learning capture highly complex interactions. So generally with AI, it basically delves into a number of parameters, including economic indicators and the industry trends, even global factors, which may actually impact the demand for certain items. So example, predicting higher bottled water demand before a heat wave enables preemptive stock planning. So what we talked about, the winter, etc., if the temperatures are moving high, here they have given the example of bottled water. Similar is the case with air conditioners and also with soft drinks. So what are the benefits? Improved service levels, fewer stockouts, better cash flow, agile operations. So basically, it's a matter of capturing the opportunity when certain situations or situations occur. Coming to real-time tracking using RFID, IoT, and AI. So traditional stock counts are manual and error-prone. A human being actually goes and counts the stock, a number of spares or number of components which are lying in the inventory. RFID tags and readers track inventory location passively, no human scanning required. So it can sense all the RFID tags which are there in the vicinity and it can actually take a count of it. Normally, RFID tags are like a sticker and which are fixed on the components. So this is how it can very accurately and very quickly take account. IoT sensors, smart bins and shelves monitor stock weight and motion continuously. Even in the industry, you know, in automated systems, you have certain tanks where the chemical storage or certain liquids which are stored there, the actual weight of the tank is being sensed through sensors, and that will actually monitor what is the volume or what is the weight of the chemical which is stored in the tank. So this kind of IoT sensors also play a major role in tracking the inventory in real time. AI processes this live data to detect discrepancies instantly, forecast impending shortages. So let us say that the system shows different inventory, but your RFID or your automated sensors or IoT is reflecting a lower inventory. So it can forecast an impending shortage, and it can automate the replenishment. Result: real-time visibility, faster fulfillment, lower labor dependency, and precise control of the inventory. Intelligent reorder point systems. So a reorder point is the inventory level at which a new order needs to be released, and you need to replenish the stock. This is dependent on the consumption pattern and the replenishment time. So time required to get the fresh stocks. Now, in the manual system, somebody had to keep on calculating these things. In an AI-based system, the system would automatically track what is the average consumption of the item and what is the average replenishment time, and it will dynamically change the reorder point in the system to ensure that you never stock out. So AI-driven systems dynamically calculate a reorder threshold using the sales velocity, which is the consumption speed, supplier performance, live inventory, demand forecast, and even the weather. Features of intelligent reorder systems. So what are the features of a reorder system? Predictive analytics for proactive ordering based on, again, the forecast, the demand forecast. Automatic PO generation based on system insight. So based on the rules which are defined or the algorithms, it will decide the quantity to be reordered, and a PO will be generated based on the system insight, based on the shortage as perceived by the AI system. Exception handling to flag demand anomalies. So whenever there is any anomaly, exception or escalation is raised by the system. A scenario, a WMS powered by AI notices that a particular smartphone model is selling faster after his recent marketing campaign. So instead of waiting for the manual reorder point, the system immediately places an order to avoid stockout. And how does it do it? Based on the higher offtake, in this case, the higher offtake is the higher consumption. So it is sensing that the reorder point needs to be much higher in order to prevent a stockout. And thus, the system will readjust dynamically the reorder point. Drones and aerial inventory scanning. So AI-powered drones offer a smarter, faster, and safer way to conduct warehouse inventory audits, eliminating the need for forklift, ladders, or manual scans on high shelves. So we talked about the racking system in a large warehouse, and we said that today there are warehouses where you have 5 and 6 levels of stack. So if you have to actually take a physical inventory at the higher levels, you will need to use a reach truck, and sometimes you have to retrieve the pallet, bring it to the ground level where the inventory can be taken. An easier solution to this is use of drones, etc., where with the help of a drone, you can actually take the inventory. It's as good as a person going to that level and visually taking the inventory. Warehouse drones are small, agile, flying robot equipped with cameras, barcode scanners, RFID readers, and AI-driven navigation system. So it is using a variety of these techniques to basically take a count of the material which is lying there. They are designed to autonomously fly through the warehouse aisles, scan inventory, and transmit data in real time. So they are scanning the data, they are capturing the data, and they are transmitting it to the WMS system for physical verification with the system stock. What are the key components of this kind of a system? Cameras for visual barcode scanning, RFID readers wherever you are using RFID tags, etc., for identification without line of sight. So here, visual information is not required. Proximity is enough to actually read the RFID tags. AI navigation systems for obstacle avoidance and route planning. Also location, because where the material is stored. So it will go to that location and it will check for the inventory. Batteries and docking stations for automatic recharging between machines. So even when the battery charges deplete, it will automatically go to the docking station for recharging. So they are programmed to, whenever the battery levels are low. Like even we see that commercial drones, etc., whenever the batteries are low, there is a chance of losing these drones because they're quite expensive. So they tend to come back to the person who is actually flying the drone. So there is no loss of the drone getting lost, etc. So how they work? Flight planning, drones are programmed with flight paths that cover all warehouse shelves and inventory zones. Scanning process, so as drones fly along the aisles, they scan barcodes or read RFID tags without needing to manually position the scanners. So we have seen how it is done, either with the computer vision for the barcodes or with the RFID tag readers. Data collection, every scanned item is automatically recorded with location, condition, and timestamp. So there is a audit trail which is created as to when the audit or the physical inventory has been checked, including the location where the material was found, the time, date and time when this information was verified, and the quantity which was located at the location. Data transmission, the scanned data is sent wirelessly to the central WMS or cloud platform for real-time processing. So this data is then verified by WMS or the ERP system, as the case may be.